This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Tonight, what are basically the Oscars of the video game world will be handed out. The Game Awards will take place at the Microsoft Theater in downtown Los Angeles, the same place the Emmys are hosted. The awards are independent, created just last year by Jeff Keighley, and they don't air on television, but they're expected to attract millions of viewers on streaming services, platforms like Twitch. I met up with Keighley at the theater and asked him why he decided to get into the video game award show business.
Well, I'd worked for many years at Viacom and a network called Spike TV, working on what was the video game awards there, and really fell in love with the gaming industry and the opportunity, I think, to recognize these creators. Because a lot of these game creators make, you know their games, right? You know Call of Duty, you know Grand Theft Auto, you know Candy Crush, but you don't necessarily know who makes them. And I've always felt that they're some of the most creative individuals out there in the entertainment field. So I wanted to create a platform for them, and it became clear that the way distribution works online, you don't necessarily need a big network to put something like this together. You can reach this audience on your own.
And how do you explain to your parents that you're not on a traditional television channel?
I mean, I think we even get that from a lot of celebrity talent and stuff. What was fascinating to me was last year we were on Instagram during the show watching what people were saying about it, and we saw all these pictures of folks sitting in their living room watching the show on their television sets. It sort of dawned on me, it's like, of course they are, because they're, you know, watching it on their Apple TV on television, or they're watching it through their Xbox on the YouTube app. So people always ask me, it's like, oh, well, you know, when are you going to get back on television? And that's not a goal for me anymore. You have to sort of explain to people that it is a very different approach. And when you come in and you've seen our set, I mean, you've seen the scale of what we're doing. This is not me in an apartment, you know, setting up a green screen and announcing my favorite games. I mean, this is a multi-million dollar award show.
And is it a moneymaker for you?
It wasn't last year, but, you know, you sort of have to forward invest in things like this and build them. This year, I think hopefully we're going to we'll do a little better with it. But, you know, this show is double in scale to what we did last year. So my view on this is that, you know, we need to kind of continue investing and building this into a franchise. So it's not really about making money right now. I think it's about trying to break even, trying to kind of scale up what we're doing, and then, you know, I feel like gaming is not going anywhere, and I've been playing games since I was a kid, and I get excited about, you know, 20 years from now, what a show like this can look like, and the format of what we're doing, streaming it to everyone digitally, being able to get sponsors and everyone involved, like, this is the future.
For folks who aren't gamers, what should they understand about this business that they don't?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that's unique about gaming is that it's interactive entertainment. And it's really empowering that you can, you know, play through amazing stories and choose, you know, your own adventure. And it's like, do you want to go left? Do you want to go right?
Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, all
no,
those choices,
I'm asking
right?
You. Yeah. How do you play?
Depends
your games.
On the day. Well, the great thing is you can sort of go either way. I tend to like to be evil because you can, right? And
right.
It's sort of that sense of escapism, right? It's you can be who you want to be or who you don't want to be, but you can get out, those thoughts in a game. And that's part of the fun of it is really the imagination and the creativity that gaming brings out in you. And that's what's exciting, I think, to everyone that plays games is that, you know, they're only going to get better.
Jeff Keighley is executive producer of the Game Awards. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.